Hey, what's up, yo? Welcome to Poderosas FC Radio. My name is Johnson. This is the first episode of what we're calling Crudo. It is going to be an immediate post-match reaction episode where we get the views of supporter group members straight from La Fortaleza in order to really capture the essence of the game. I'm joined today by Ilvica, Julio, and Samaya. To lead it off, an amazing result. We have bottom of the table, Angel City, beating top of the table, North Carolina, 2-1. To you, Julio, are we the best bad team in NWSL history?
I think we are definitely the best bad team. When you take a look at the roster and how it's built up, prior to the World Cup, going away players and the current roster that we have available now, it's a stacked, versatile team that I think is not being utilized to its full potential. But today they put a lot of heart into the game. They fought hard, they fought to the end, and it was amazing to be here to cheer them on and see them come out with all 3 points.
I completely agree. As I mentioned already, this was top of the table North Carolina against bottom of the table Angel City. We had more possession, we had more shots, and more shots on target in the first half. Coming to you, Samaya, what were your thoughts on our performance, given that we went into halftime 1-1 despite our dominant performance?
Yeah, we definitely are controlling, especially our center midfield. Our three are definitely going in and controlling that midfield. We're holding possession, as you stated, and we're getting a lot of attack from our wings. We could have done a little bit better by transitioning and switching sides. We're pretty heavy on that right side. But we've been dominant against solid teams. Our bottom of the table, I wouldn't even say we're a bad team. We just have these bad moments where we will hold the lead against really good teams, and then for these moments of lapse in concentration, we'll lose it and we'll lose drop points. So I say we're a good team. We're gelling. We just like that first place pressure to come in for 3 points.
Ilvica, Samaya pushes back on my assessment that we're a really good bad team. How do you see our first half performance?
I think it was really good, and I just feel like we need to take more advantage of our chances, because I think the crosses by Scarlett, they were really good, and I think we should have scored at least one or two more goals.
Cool. So you think we were a bit wasteful with our opportunities, or we were just creating so many chances that it should have been maybe 2-3-1 by halftime?
I think probably we just had a lot of chances, but I think we definitely could have scored at least one or maybe even three more goals.
Second half saw Tweed make some adjustments starting in the 63rd minute. Katie Johnson and LaRue come on for Eddie and Endo. Coming to you, Julio, how do you rate Tweed's game management?
I think the players that were coming on were the correct players. I just think the players coming off were not necessarily players that needed to come off. Seeing June Endo and Scarlett Camberos, who gets player of the match very, very deservingly, come off at the 63rd minute. She has such a high motor, such a high work rate. These are the type of players that we need in the closeout parts of the game. I think the players coming on were the right ones. I personally would have maybe gone with subbing McCaskill out to add more dynamic and more pace into the game. Given, I think at the moment of the substitutions, the game is still 1-1. We need more speed, and our transition into offense needs to be quicker. The ball needs to run through Endo a whole lot more, so Endo and Camberos would have not come off, in my opinion. But LaRue and Keijo came on and did their thing, and they really helped the team win again today.
Samaya, I was upset when Camberos came off for Eddie, and you were quickly like, nah, watch. Eddie is really good. You'll see. And then Eddie was an absolute powerhouse, creating all sorts of chances. Why do you like this player so much, and how do you see their impact in the second half?
From her very first minute coming on as a World Cup fill-in, she plays like she's a starter. And with the confidence of a starter, willing to do a lot of 1v1 skills, and bringing it, you don't see a step on that wing. She's sending in the crosses, which I really like on Beto. She's really starting to fill in, finding her crosses. So Edie, I like her. She's got a lot of energy, a lot of confidence, and she does not see a drop in her crossing. And she'll take on those players on the 1v1, and she's not afraid to take those shots where you see a lot of hesitance from other players who should be taking it. So I like her. I hope we keep her afterwards.
I am completely converted, and it's Edie, not Eddie?
Edie, I don't know.
Okay.
Edie, Eddie, I like it all.
Yeah. Either way, I'm completely a fan. I am been converted to the fellowship of Edie Eddie. Despite our 3 points, we still got the win via an own goal. Coming to you, Iluika, what's the key to unlocking our offense to where we can start scoring far more goals, goals, you know, scored by our own players rather than own goals, and really start getting some comfortable leads and hopefully some comfortable wins?
I think if our players, like, kind of unmark themselves more, because I feel like every time I watch, they would either go behind the players or they would make runs, like, on with bad timing. But I think if they found, like, a pattern and they found their rhythm in the box, I think they would do really good.
I definitely cannot disagree. Gamberos got player of the match officially. How did you see the standout performer for this particular match? Let's get player of the match from each of you. You can agree or you can disagree and maybe highlight somebody else. We're starting with Samaya and then going this direction.
You know, I'm okay with Gamberos being the player of the match. She's, like I said, she's been really filling in. I would like a little bit more of her first touch to be a little bit cleaner, but she's getting a lot of activity on the wing, nice crosses. I think she's more effective when she's on the outside. She has more space to be able to work out in that open space and get those crosses versus being a little bit more compact in that middle where she has less room to really facilitate her ball. So
I have to agree with Scarlett. Scarlett getting player of the match. I really cannot think of another player. I think I mentioned it to Johnson when she came off. I made a comment and said she better get player of the match just because of her work rate. I'm someone that appreciates what a player does on the ball, but more so off the ball. And once you lose the ball, becoming that first line of defense and not necessarily waiting on the positional player to come in and bail you out. So there was a couple touches that maybe were a little heavy. She lost the ball. And I think both of those plays, she was able to get the ball back. So that's a winning mentality. That's a championship mentality, championship traits that the team needs more of. So good job, Scarlett.
I also agree with Scarlett. She's probably one of my favorite players from the club. And I think she had a really good display of skill, especially on the wing. And the way she transitioned into the crosses were really good.
So again, I want to thank Iluika, Julio, and Samaya for being our panelists on the very first Crudo episode. My name is Johnson from Poderosas FC Radio. Volemos!